The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and today I want to talk to you about what to do with all that stuff in the garden at the end of the year. When you look out your vegetable garden after a killing freeze, it's not a pretty sight. There's black and wilting plants, and everything looks very sad and droopy. But this is a really good time to get everything cleaned up so you're ready to go in the spring. One of the first things you're going to want to do is take a look at your plants and know which ones had problems. If anything was diseased or really plagued by insects, you want to get rid of that completely. Get it out of the garden, put it in a bag, a plastic bag, and throw it in the trash. You don't even want that stuff going in the municipal compost pile. So segregate that to prevent disease issues from being spread to your garden as well as others. The next thing that's really hard to tackle a lot of times is the big stalks, the corn, the sunflowers, things like that, that seem like they're so easy and so fun to plant in the spring, but come fall, it's just, a lot of times they could be 2 inches across. They're just huge. So one of my favorite ways of getting rid of those, as long as it's legal in your area, is to light them on fire. There's nothing like a end of the year little burning to cleanse the garden and get rid of these big stalks. You can burn it in the middle of your garden. That it's not going to produce a lot of heat to sterilize anything, and that little bit of ash is going to be just fine for your garden. Just want to make sure, of course, watch those conditions. If you have breezy conditions or if you've been really, really dry, don't do it. It's not worth catching the neighborhood on fire. The next thing you can do, which is what I'm doing with ours this year because we've been extremely dry and very, very windy, windier than normal, is I'm going to bury them and make another hugel culture bed. Now, the hugel culture bed is a mounded bed traditionally filled with big logs and chunks of wood and things that are going to take years and years to break down. It's fantastic because it helps retain moisture and then also provides nutrients to everything growing on top of that bed. We don't have many trees out here, so I'm using my sunflower stalks that are huge and also a lot of the corn stalks too. So as I'm cleaning up, I'm just piling more and more, and then I'm going to cover the whole thing with topsoil. And even though it's not going to break down immediately, especially with everything left whole, it's going to break down in a few years. And so I'm not wasting it. That's the good thing. I'm holding on to that organic matter and putting it to good use. The other thing you can do with all the vegetables, including the tomatoes, peppers, smaller ones, as well as the big corn stalks, things like that, is to give it kind of a chop up and then grind it into the soil this fall. We did that with our big community garden last year. Everybody took care of their own plot, and they would chop the corn stalks into about a foot long, and then just scatter them throughout the garden. So then when the tiller came through, he just ground up everything, turned it under the soil, and it all broke down very, very quickly over the winter. Another thing that we're going to do at one of our other gardens is use a chipper. So, got to be very careful with this. This makes me nervous. But the people using it, they know what they're doing. But anyways, just set it up and just put everything through it. And it grinds it into little pieces. You could blow it out, spread it out, and that's really going to be great. Spread all over the garden and turned in, and it will be fantastic next year that you're not losing that organic matter that the soil spent so much effort on and energy on to produce this year. Another thing you can do, of course, is to put things in your compost pile. It's good, too, once again, to kind of chop things up. If you're throwing a whole huge broccoli plant in there, that has a really thick stalk and tough stalk, and it's going to take a long, long time to break down. But if you can chop things into smaller pieces, put those in, keep your layers with the brown materials and the green materials, watch that moisture content. It's going to be really nice, and once again, you're not losing that organic matter. Another kind of a version of a compost is to trench compost things. Just dig a trench a foot or more deep, depending on your soil and your energy level, and just line it with your organic matter. So chop it up once again, because the more you can chop it up, the more you can fit into that little trench, and the more you can get rid of it at a time. Chop it up, put it in there, push the soil back over, and boom, you're done. It's kind of like a buried hugel culture type thing. And then finally, too, you can also do sheet composting, which is instead of going down, you're kind of coming up. And you do just layers. If you're starting on new sod or new area, use cardboard or 6-8 layers of newspaper to smother out the grass, and then start layering on top. Layer leaves and grass clippings and stuff from the garden, the old tomato plants and pepper plants. Chop them up, put them in that layer, kitchen scraps, eggshells, coffee grounds. Just keep going layers and layers up. You can go a couple feet high. If you're doing it in the fall, which gives you great time, take a sheet of plastic, pull it over this pile, pin it down, and that's really going to help it cook throughout the winter, so you're going to be all ready to go by spring. So I hope I gave you a few ideas on what you can do when you're staring at all these dead plants. Might be lacking a little motivation this time of year, but it's really good to take care of these things this year, so once spring hits and the good weather is here, you are absolutely ready to go.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.